Jump around cause you're feeling happy and wave your hand up in the party and want even know some house money ready and put the microphone in and we feeling sexy and what if I girls you know them love mousy and shot me shot cause you know.
Anyway, where was we? Talking about the hangover. Yeah, like I was hungover for weeks. I was in town.
Yeah.
Walking to town, returning some for me ma, which I'm literally going to do right after this recording.
Yeah, one of them ones.
I literally felt, like I felt nothing. Yeah. Nothing. I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel sad. I felt nothing.
No emotions in your
water. No emotions. That's how you know. I just felt weak as well. I just felt weak. I was like, oh, I could barely sit down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had that millions of times.
It was straight.
We had, I mean, weak. It's not working anymore.
Yeah, same as mine as well. I just noticed that. It's like a cut off or something.
Yeah, cut off. Yeah, it's perfect again, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. It just felt nauseated. I was like, I'm going to throw up any moment now. I was like, don't throw up. No matter what you do, don't throw up on the fucking bus.
No, don't.
Just don't throw up. And as well, the headache as well. My headache was there for a month.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the hangover was gone in like 3 weeks.
A month, but that's heavy now, that is.
Not even messing. Like, the rest of the hangover, the sickness, feeling like that, that lasted for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But the headache lasted for another 2 weeks after.
Jesus Christ, man.
It was that bad, boys.
See the way you said, don't get sick on the bus? Boys have a very, very like bad story like about a bus and getting like really, really drunk. But it wasn't my fault, boys, right? I was in the grandstand.
It's never your fault.
It's never your fault, boys. No, I swear to God, I'm just gonna say this first. It wasn't my fault. And I was in the Grand Social just before I even started like the DJ and the music or anything, right? And Bissett was playing in the Grand Social, so
was it the belt that's only before COVID?
That's exactly what it was. This was major. Like, this was like when they were literally like on the rise, boys. Yeah. And me and all the boys were pre-drinking the whole lot. But I didn't like, I only had one drink in the gaff, I think. Like, it was nothing major.
Yeah, nothing.
So we were on the way in the bus and everyone was gaggled. I was on a bus feeling great. Went into the Grand Social anyways, bopping along. And then whatever happened, boys, I felt like a prick in me back. And I was like, oh, boys, what? Yeah, I was like, what's this all about now? Prick in me back. I turned around, there was no one there. There was absolutely no one there, boys. It was just a load of girls dancing. I was like, so I started tapping on them, going, do you touch me? No, I didn't touch you. And all. I was like, all right, then be like that. Halfway through the night, then I was like, nah, boys, I feel weaseled, feel nauseous, feel mad, like mad shit going on with me, boys. Went out, got a glass of water. I had one drink in my system, yeah. Walked outside, all the boys followed me. Went onto the bus, yeah. Halfway home, went from the back of the bus to the front of the bus. I knew one of the boys sitting at the front of the bus. I go, just move over there, will you? He goes, yeah, no bother. Boom. Everywhere, got sick all over the bus.
Nasty,
boys. And I mean, like this, like the whole of my stomach came out, boys. It wasn't even just like a little splatter, boys. I mean, the 39A was roasted. I mean, bad. And I don't even care. Like, it was bad. But the minute you said something about bus and getting sick, I was like, I had to tell him this story. Honest to God, I had to. Boys. That's how you know you're bad, boys.
Yeah,
nice one.
Someone fucking get you.
Oh, you haven't a clue. We still don't know to this day, boys. All I know is that I felt like a nail or something sticking into the back of me, and then that was the end of it.
Spiked or something.
Spiked or something, boys, huh, man?
Oh, yeah. I remember back when you were drinking, I used to get part of me again spiked.
Yeah.
Like, I'd always look at me drinks, you know what I mean?
Like, I'd always take a look at me. Yeah, exactly. Do whatever you want to it, honestly. God, get me on the bus. Just do it. I won't even look.
Look, I'll be chatting up to a board. I'll just be looking at me drink. I'll be looking at me. Oh, how you love, yeah? Just chatting her up and all. I'll just be doing this.
Yeah, no, but I've seen the little splashes going in.
Yeah, just making sure.
Oh, stop, boys. I swear to God. Oh, it's just one of them ones, isn't it?
Makes me want to get back on the sauce.
Don't even say that, boys.
I love it. I genuinely love it.
You love it, but the next morning,
the next morning's heavy. Well, even just going around the pub and watching the football for a point, you know what I mean? To me is heaven. Genuinely, I'm not even saying that.
Because you're chilling with the boys, and you're just like, usually I go down to the local.
No bad vibes around the land. Everyone, you know everybody that's sitting there. Like, there's everyone at the bar that's always at the
enjoying
bar.
Enjoying the ball.
If you were the boys, all the football's on the telly.
Dead right.
What's more to want?
Absolutely.
That's a man's
smart to
man's
watch your team
dream. yeah.
Exactly.
Getting the result, yeah.
And not watching your drink getting spiked as well. Yeah. The oh, boys, stop.
That's a good one.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
Bob at the bar. Yeah, look, I'm just going to leave that point there for a minute. Yeah, I'll be back.
A good Heineken.
Look, it's only little if your team wins or somebody's support winning. I remember,
even at that, I was at... sorry, do you want to go there?
Yeah, I remember I was at the Katie Taylor fight. Not the Clay Arena. I was in the living room, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
I was watching the fucking Katie...
Oh, little spot.
Bounces at pricks, though, yeah. I got in a fucking argument with him the last time I went there, right? So here's the thing. The Katie Taylor night, I seen young fellas wearing tracksuits and they were allowed in. So I was like, all right, I could wear tracksuits then.
Yeah, yeah.
So about 3 months later, about 3 months later, I think the second last time I went out, because I went out with you after that, So the time before I went out with Russ, I went out with one of the boys.
Right.
And I was wearing my tracksuit, and the bouncers didn't let me in. Look, I showed them my ID. Right. I finally showed ID this time. Remember the story in the podcast? I didn't have ID. I showed them my ID, and everyone was sorted. You know what I mean? I was like, you can't go in. I was like, why can't I go in? It's like, you're wearing a tracksuit. I was like, but you let him in on the tracksuit that night.
Yeah.
He's like, don't be getting cheeky with me, you fucking idiot.
Ah.
Well, I'm paraphrasing because they're fucking Russians.
Yeah, like, well, there you go. So, yeah, one of them
I'm
ones.
Just saying it my way.
Yeah, then, okay.
I was like, mate, just let me in. Like, I'm not fucking causing any trouble or that. And I was like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say with
the aren't they the same bouncers every single time, boys? Yeah. They haven't changed in about 3 years.
Go fuck yourself.
Like, no. It's like a family.
Yeah, it's like that. Go fuck yourself. And then I got...
And they've been sued a couple of times as well.
Did they, yeah?
And then I just lost me shit.
I got 50 grand out of them and all, yeah.
I lost me head at them. I lost me head at them. I was like... Because he's fucking huge. I was like, ah, he must be on steroids.
Yeah, but they're massive, bro.
You fucking jail store bastard. Yeah, you fucking pick. Me pinky's bigger than your cock. That's what
I'm saying. Just going for it.
Just slagging him off. Went on a fucking rant. Mm. And my mate's just holding me back. Just let me look. I was like,
Hold me back.
Hold me back.
I don't want to do this to you. I don't want to be able to do this to you. Let me go.
No,
that's brilliant.
If I gave we put in a comment.
There's plenty of stories, boys. You could be here all day talking about that place. Like, don't get me wrong. We're not having a go at the living room.
No,
it's a great spot.
It's a great spot.
I think it's a great spot. Shout out the football, living room.
The World Cups and all. The World Cups and all. Like, the Euros and all. It's all brilliant down there. You know what I mean?
But genuinely, your story, something has to be done about that.
Well, another thing is,
everywhere, if that's happening in any place, boys.
Another thing is, as well, remember right around the end of lockdown, like before the restrictions lifted properly, when everything opened up again?
Yeah.
That was before the clubs. I remember the living room definitely opened.
Yeah, it was always open because they had the back. Out the back, they have the big space out the back. Like, so.
Yeah, but what's it called? The clubs weren't open yet. But I remember going there with the boys, right? I think it was a 21s night, something like that. One of the boys just turned 21, right?
Hmm.
I was 20. I just turned 20. No, I didn't just turn 20. I wasn't 21 for another like 6 months or something like that. And one of the boys was like playing 19 or something. So they let me and the 21-year-old mate into the yoke, yeah? The other mate was late, right? Had to do something, right? So we were there fucking drinking, watching the football. I still remember the match. I was watching Liverpool Spurs. That was...
Again. Again, boys. Oh, my God.
Deja vu.
Yeah, isn't it, boys?
Oh, stop.
Watching Liverpool Spurs, that was the one when Robertson got sent off. Remember that game?
That he shouldn't have got sent off.
He shouldn't have got sent off and Kane should have got sent off.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
I don't think Kane scored, did he? Yeah. I think it was a draw.
That was a shambles. Game. Up until the weekend, that was probably one of the worst refereeing performances in a Liverpool game I've seen.
Yeah,
because remember when they scored and the Lions man kind of done a fist bump and all. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And then they were saying
that's worse than the bouncers.
If Lovren touched the ball, it has to be offside and all. And then the referee on the field gives the decision for all.
I think Lovren was gone by then.
Yeah, was he?
I think he was.
This was recent. No, I'm just going off of the referees.
That was the season. He's nearly won the quadruple.
Right, and
nearly.
Oh well, then he was gone. Yeah, but another one then. See, three times against Spurs then, because the referee comes over and he goes, if he Lovren touches the ball, then it has to be given as a goal or something like that. And the referee goes, all right, that's the decision. Don Walks away, blows his whistle, says it's the goal for Spurs, and you can see the Lions man going doing a fist.
What a shambles! Like, you know what I mean, boys? That's mental.
What am I watching?
Jump out of the seat, get away! What happens?
But anyway, getting back to the story, we mate was late, so he missed the whole game. So myself and one of the boys, we watched the game. So the game was over maybe in 10 minutes or so. We were just watching the post match coverage and all on Sky Sports. And by the way, I don't even watch Sky Sports anyway. It's a fucking joke now.
No, they all are. Yeah,
a bit like RTE Sport as well. Like that's all down to the dogs, boys. Honestly,
you know, I only watch Sky Sports if City play, but I only watch the game. I don't watch like the punditry.
Yeah, the analysis and all.
I watch the analysis.
Monday night football is ruining now.
Yeah,
MNF is ruining now. Look. I don't want to sound sexist or anything. I'm not fucking sexist. Look, I don't mind
thank God you said
that.
Look, this is getting...
No, it could be taken out of context.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's a misogynist. But adding Karen Carney to MNF is the worst decision you could possibly make.
Really?
She's clueless.
She's gorgeous, though.
No, she's not.
No?
No, she's not.
Karen Carney.
Yeah, the blonde one. Yeah, she's clueless. If they had Emma Hayes, you know the Chelsea manager for the women's team, Emma Hayes. Mm. If they had her on, I wouldn't mind because at least she knows her shit.
Mm.
But Karen Carney's the worst pundit. He wasn't on talk
show. I'm only messing now. You're dead right.
Like, oh, it is. It's a touchy subject.
He's the worst pundit. He wasn't on TalkSport because TalkSport are the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Karen Carney, I don't think she's on TalkSport. She's the worst.
On all of my social media.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of my social media. I hate her with an absolute passion, boys. And it's not, it's just for clicks. When the fuck was Gabby Bontlahor relevant? When? Ever. In his whole career, he was never, ever relevant. He was decent, yeah, I'll give him that.
What?
But he's been never been relevant. No. And now all of a sudden he has a platform.
Exactly.
To
how does that make any sense?
That so he was absolutely
You know that Chelsea fan, Rory? He used to be on Trail with Jordy. Mm. He's a fucking posh wanker.
Yeah,
the amount of times
funny,
he talks shy about
City,
talks shy about us spending money and
let
all. You're a Chelsea fan. You spent £1 billion in about a year.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, talking shy about us.
What do you actually think about Micah Richards? What do you think of his punditry? Because I just think he's stuck there, right? Me and my dad have this conversation all the time. I think he's just there for the smiling and the laugh he has, boys. I actually don't think he has a clue. Genuinely.
I don't think he's a good pundit.
I don't think he's a good... No, obviously,
when it comes to analysis, when it comes to, like, football analysis, I don't think he's that good.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, charisma and banter and
personality... He's fun to watch, but at the end of the day, we're watching this... We're watching the sport for how many years, and we're watching it. We want... Inside
people say I've been watching it for 2 years.
Only watching a couple since COVID, like
since they come up from the championship.
literally, boys.
Well, yeah, no, we're watching this for a good insight into your game.
Yeah, yeah.
And like me and my missus always say it when we're talking about it because she likes shrub, just forget about it and all. But I was watching BT Sport 2 years ago on the Champions League, right? And there was a girl on it. Now I'm not gonna say her name because I genuinely can't remember, but there was a board on it, right? Talking about the match.
By the way, I told you that the other week. Boys are actually, it's a nice way to call a board.
No,
it actually is.
What?
It means like you're a sophisticated woman.
Board.
Nah, it means something like you're a sophisticated woman. That's what the word board
derives
from.
The majority of them
really?
Like
yeah.
So you're saying if you call a girl a board,
it's respectful.
Yeah. It's respectful.
It is.
Wow.
It is, bro.
Really? No, because every time, like, my sister goes mad at me for where were you calling her? Ah, I was just talking to some board,
Don't call her a board.
Don't call her board. Yeah. It's a girl or a woman or whatever.
Nah, seriously. Like, we looked it up.
Fair enough.
I looked it
up.
Google found them. It's respectful.
Really?
That's some, like, a lovely, sophisticated lady.
No, fair
that's where
it is, boys. No,
I got a screenshot that
That's going up handy.
That's going on Instagram.
That's for all the girls out there, yeah? That's for everyone. It's respectful.
All boys family.
Yes, exactly.
But,
that's brilliant.
That's what I'm watching the analysis for, is to get a good insight of someone. Like, everyone hates Graeme Souness, but you can't deny, like, he was an unbelievable football player if you actually watch clips of him. He was.
Yeah, yeah.
And people from that day will tell you he was one of the best at the time. So getting an insight of him, not about when he's slagging Pogba and slagging and all them jokes and all, but getting a proper insight into football and what it's about from people like that is enjoyable to me. I don't know about you. I was watching BT Sport 2 years ago, and it was a Liverpool Champions League game. Don't ask me who we are playing. And the woman that was doing the coverage on it, boys, and not joking, you see, I had to turn her off. And it's not to do, no, as I said, it's nothing got to do with sex.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's all
enough,
to do with the information I'm being given from a football match. It was all, not even because it was anti-Liverpool or she wasn't saying anything about good about Liverpool. It was every single thing she was saying just to me sitting back was going, does that even make sense?
Yeah.
Is that the thing you're at the giving me out of what you're at the looking at? Right, and do you know what wrecked me head, boys? Rio Ferdinand's agreeing with everything she's saying. Everything she was coming. Rio was standing there and going, great point. And no, I agree with that. And this would have happened. And you're sitting there going, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, you're 100%.
Being paid loads of money to give us the best possible coverage of a football game that we're all anticipating on. And this is what we're being given. And it goes for the same, and not just women or men like that in sports, because it goes for the same for RTE and all this crap.
Yeah.
They're all the fucking same.
Yeah.
We want the best possible coverage on our game,
on
the Champions League, on the Premier League, on the Euros, on any single tournament, and we're giving gimps on RTE telling us, oh, this is this and that's that. Me bollocks, I'm gonna fucking
kill you. You know what?
You're dead, right,
bro. They should let me do punditry.
There you go, boys. This is another fancy punditry.
You know what's wrecking me
head, right? Shit at football, right? The best I done at football was fucking being at a Truel family fucking primary school team.
Right,
that's the best I could do.
Fair enough, eh?
Yeah, I know more about football than them fucking ages.
This is what annoys me about VAR, boys, right?
Oh.
If you put me, you and you in that VAR room at the weekend and just off the back of your common sense alone, we'd have got every single decision right.
Right, bang on, right. I feel like it's fixed sometimes, boys. I just can't understand it.
These are professionals that have been in the game for God knows years. How many years, and common sense still is hard to come by.
And as well, what? Suppose
it's rough,
dodgy
man.
As
it's rough to watch.
The amount of times they robbed Jules.
Three games, bro. Yeah. Off the top of my head, yeah. Three games.
And mental, as well, boys.
I'm still fucking bitter over that Champions League when we lost to Spurs. I'm still bitter over that. Your man Llorente, that was a fucking handball. I'm going to me fucking
It's the same
red.
With Jules though, and I'm not
we got
up, yeah. But not bringing up a debate between Liverpool and City, right? But
it's
my
nothing
whole
to do
thing,
with that. The whole point is about Spurs.
The point I'm going to make, right? When it comes to Liverpool and City, mm-hmm. we fought for the league, what, four of the five times? Or whatever it was, 3 out of 4, whatever it was. It was more than that, because
it was more than that.
They beat
yeah.
us twice by a point, we beat them then, and then you beat us again by a few
God
points.
Knows,
yeah.
You've always been close, though. That's the point.
In 4 of the seasons, we've all been close, right? Two of them has been a point. Twice has been a point. So the weekend gone, right? I'm not saying we're going to be as close as challengers this year, because it probably won't be, right? Mm. But the weekend gone could literally come down to the end of the season and City being ahead of us by 1 point, and that 1 point could have come on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's why I'm so pissed off, right? The Rodri handball against Everton. I'm not bringing it up to debate Liverpool and City.
That was a handball.
Yeah, right.
Clear,
and
it was
because PGMOL, I was reading, right? Sky Sports posted a picture the other day, boys, from January 2022 to now this year. So in a year and a half, VAR have over 20 apologies for clear mistakes. Over
like
20
what?
Apology statements over clear mistakes. How can you make that many mistakes when you literally it doesn't look
stat
you
man.
Have a replay.
The real stat man over here. Yeah.
Well, you have a replay
man.
In front of you. 5, 6, 7, 8.
You know
what
the
point? Here's the
but you have a replay 10 times and you're still getting it wrong. How does that make sense? It just doesn't.
You could be here all day talking about
this. What I said, we were talking. Who were we talking to a couple of episodes back when we were like, if we talked about VAR every
Sam.
Weekend, every single episode,
Sam,
yeah, it was Sam. Every episode, you'd have something to talk about.
Yeah,
VAR, not. We're at the talking about with you. Next week, we probably have something happening.
Bring it up again. But it's a good conversation to have for everyone that's interested in it, boys.
Especially
when
it's
the same shit.
Yeah,
over
that's the
and
problem
over again.
Is where
it needs
no,
to be
there's
sorted.
No, there's nothing. There's no reform. No changes.
But
no,
this
nothing.
Is right.
No.
This is what's annoying me about Gary Neville, because he done a full 180 on what he said on the night that happened. Right, yesterday, he came out. I
can't stand Gary Neville.
Called him a fucking rat. Yeah, because he turned around and goes that Liverpool aren't accepting an apology. They should accept an apology and just move on from it. But what is that going to get us and all of you? Everyone is involved in this. Every football fan. People think I'm making it about Liverpool. It has nothing got. It obviously has something to do with Liverpool from Saturday.
Little bit.
But it has nothing just got to do with Liverpool. This is about the sport itself.
Yeah, 100%.
And football. And everybody should be coming together with Liverpool to say, no, we're not having it anymore. Mm. We're not doing this every single week where you're going to come out with an apology. You're going to cost my team points that could get relegated.
Yeah.
You're going to cost the team points that could finish sixth and get into the Europa League for the first time in their club's history.
Yeah.
You're going to cost the team points that get them into the top four, and as I said already, you could cost the team a point that could come down to the league to decide that that's not good enough.
Mm. 100%.
But Muppets. Yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100%. But anyway, we went on a mad
that's
tangent.
A great rant.
We went on
that
a
was,
mad tangent.
That's,
no,
that's a 10 minute TikTok for me, boys.
Let them have it.
Yeah. He's carrying us there. Yeah.
I loved it. Because I could agree with him. Like.
Yeah. But anyway, the living room, right? So it was after the game, right? So one of the boys, he was 19 at the time. He finally went in.
Mm.
They didn't let him in, right? Because he was 19. Like I said, it was a 21's night. They let me in. I wasn't even 21. And then I seen the whole thing happen. I seen him arguing with the bouncer. Then I went in. I back to like, what the fuck? Why aren't you just letting him in?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's not playing 21. I was like, and I made this stupid mistake because I had a fucking few gags on me. I had a fucking vodka and orange in me fucking hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one of them ones,
One of them ones. I just had a few to drink at the time. So I was a bit... I was a bit sober, but I wasn't that sober. If you get
you kind of knew what you were doing, kind of, did you?
Just
like,
a little bit.
Just
not really. Like,
before we know about it,
I let it slip. I let me tongue slip.
Yeah, fair
like,
enough.
I'm not even 21. I'm 20. You see me fucking ID, you know?
And
it was like, yeah, no, buddy, you're staying in anyway. I was like, what?
Like, it doesn't make
sense. Let me stay in and they kicked your man out.
How does that make sense, man? I don't understand it at all, boys. It's as if, but like, They are very strict with the 21s now. I think it's gone up to 23s, is it?
Is it?
Oh, I think it is. I haven't been there in ages, boys.
No, it's
21s it is. You're dead right. Sorry,
yeah. You're doing a skill something, though. When I turned 21 and I showed them my ID now, 23s.
What?
Just to get rid of me, like. It was the same in the academy, right? I went up to...
One of the nights in the living room a couple of days before that was an 18s as well.
What? I went...
It was an 18th and they didn't let him in, so I was like, fuck it.
Was this around the time you had to buy tickets for the living room? Remember during COVID, it was late nights at the living room? Yeah. I used to have emails of them boys, honest to God.
No.
Mad.
I walked in.
Mad times. But I don't understand.
This happens all the time, boys. I went out with my 24th with 10 of us to the academy and 4 of us got in. That's my 24th, mate. Wow. Look, I had a badge on just to show it was me partying, they still...
Advertising it.
Got in. Living room numerous of times, just going down, still sober. No, went to the academy one night. Listen to this, boys, and one of them asked me to step out. Now,
what?
Right? Went to the academy, gets there. Now, in fairness to myself, I was a bit wobbly, you know what I mean?
Fair enough,
but
yeah.
I got there straight as anything. Try to compose yourself to talk to him, right? Where are you from? That shouldn't matter to why I'm going to get into this night.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm just asking a question. I said, yeah, but you're asking a very serious question and then you're going to decide, right, I'm from this place, you're not going in there. And that's the way it's going to go. And he's like, no. I was like, I'm from around the corner, I'm only at the leaving the house to come in. Nah, not tonight, mate.
Wow.
What do you mean? I said, you're discriminating on me. You're discriminating on me because of where I'm from. I said, we can blame bring you to court and all. Your man's looking at me. You bring no one to court, I'll punch the fucking head off. Now, I won't say what happened after that.
Yeah.
Look, we
madness.
all know what happens,
boys. I'm not even going to ask.
Let's get a little bit into Conor now. Yeah, let's
100%
get on to you because we could be here all day talking absolute wash.
But we love it. That's what we love about it, boys. Yes.
Conor's a DJ. Where are you from and growing up?
So basically, just about myself. So I've grown up in Blanchardstown my whole life. My ma and dad are both from Glasnevin. My ma's from the Mulberry Road, the nice side of Glasnevin, as you could say. And then my dad's from Glasnevin, just beside Finglas there. So they've bounced around a few gaffs around Dublin, but until they found, obviously, where we live now in Blanchardstown. So growing up in Blanche, I've been very based around music and sport. That's basically how I've grown up. Like, went to a nice school, Maymour of Hope, and then went to Satante. But before music was even a question, I was always mad about sport and GAA especially. I know we are talking a big rant about the football and on the Premier League and all, but GAA was kind of where I was. That's where I was brought up in it. I played with my club, Aaron Gabra. Still playing with them now today.
Still playing with them now today.
I'm still flying with them. We're in the Championship quarter final on Sunday, so just had to get that one in.
That. Show that in, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it goes well. I got to about under 13s, under 14s, and it started to get a bit serious. Then I got onto Dublin development squads for football and hurling. Obviously the football, I was only there for a year and a half. I always had my head with the hurling. Hurling side of it. I played for the Dublin Hurlers for 6 years, development squads, until I got to a major Leinster final with them. I think it was 2017 in the Michael Foley, and then I went into the Celtic Challenge team in 2019 before COVID. We got to an All Ireland final there, and we played Kerry of all people in a hurling game. He is now the rivalry between Dublin and Kerry in football and hurling, boys. And we got bet by Kerry by 7 points in the last few minutes. It was one of them ones, boys. Yeah. But yeah, I've just basically grown up on hurling, Ga, and music.
Yeah. When did the music come in?
This is the main one. So the music, believe it or not, I've only been DJing for a year and a half. I only started getting into DJing in May 2022.
Jeez, that's when the podcast started as well.
That's
May 2022.
There we go, boys. So there you go.
Linked for life.
And I just want to put in, it doesn't matter how long you're at, it's all about how you push yourself forward and what you want to do with it. You know what I mean? So people always turn out to me and go, how long have you been DJing? You're doing great. And I'm not just like, but they do. Some people do say that. I'm only at it a year and a half. And they always look back and go, what?
Jesus.
A year and a half? You're only at this a year and a half? I was like, yeah.
Well, but I know DJs from the inner city, you know, that are out of years. Still haven't got the lucky break yet. You know what I mean?
Like, obviously now, come on, look, I'm only at a year and a half. I've a long way to go.
Yeah, of course. But to be where you're at after a year and a half, you have to give yourself a pat on the back as well. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. Obviously, I have to shout out one person in particular. You said him on the podcast,
Toig.
Shout out Toig, honest to God. I went to school in the same school as Toig, but we were never close. You know what I mean? I always knew his mates and all, but never really piled around. And May, before May, I was going to the studio, one of my mates' Pirate Studios, Mad Kip.
Portis Stadium, is that the one in Cabri?
Yeah, that's the one just like Mad Kip. And me and my mate were walking in, and I was like, oh, I was fascinated with DJing and music and all, boys. I was like, I want to be on the stage all the time. And we were going into the studio, and I didn't know how to turn the fucking decks on, boys. I hadn't a clue what to do. I knew how to do the lights, but I hadn't a clue how to do the, I hadn't a clue how to mix. I didn't know what the decks were. I was like, Pioneer, what is this? I was going into this local spa, and Tig was up in the off-license, yeah? This is how it all started, boys, swear to God. And I said, fuck it, boys. I'm gonna go up to Tig and ask him if he's still DJing, doing music things. So I went over to him, like a little puppy. I was like, what's up, bro? And he's like, oh, right, Connor, what's up? I was like, you still DJing, bro? He was like, yeah, I'm still fly out and all. I'm only doing parties, though, at the minute. I was like, all right, grand. I went to walk away, and I was like, would you teach me how to DJ? And he was like, why do you want to get into it? I was like, I'm just fascinated, boy. I want this, what I want to do. This is what I want to base my life around.
Actually, did you have a musical family, you know?
My sister was more into dancing. My sister did ballet, but my ma and dad, like, they, obviously they loved the classical Dublin music and shit like that. My dad's obsessed with rock bands and all that. But like, I was obsessed with. I was always in like the choir in school and all, boys. I was pelting it out, but I was always up in my bedroom.
God's plan.
Yeah, literally, boys. Honest to God, look where it is now. But I was always in my bedroom, rocking out my headphones on, and looking out into the road on my, what do you call your window, saying, acting like I'm on the decks now, boys, and getting loud to the road.
Walking the dog.
What you doing? Doing nothing to you. She's like, oh, mad, me ma. So I was like, you just practicing now. I was like, oh, yeah, one of them ones, mad. Yeah, I've always.
You
like,
have to envision it as well. You have to envision it. Like, you're seeing yourself in that position, and then when you're actually in the position, you're like, I've already visioned this. Like,
it's mad, and now I'm doing what I want to do week in, week out, boys. And like, honest God, just going back to Tig, and then, like, obviously, sorry, we went to the studio a couple of times, and just he practiced, we practiced and practiced together, and we were about learning tips, like, do you know what I mean? Like, he was still getting to know things, and I was only learning. But then we bought out a first mix on SoundCloud, and that blew up a bit, and everyone started to know. And then obviously then I went kind of solo party, said, you're ready, do whatever you want to do now. Obviously we're still best mates now, and we do mixes together, and we're going to work on music in the future and shit. Then I got into my first gig in the Soundhouse, and ever since then, boys, it's just blown up from there, really. And about a year and a half now, and I'm loving it. I absolutely love it.
And you in the Soundhouse every week?
Not every week, sorry. Run events kind of like twice or three times a month.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would be in it like frequently enough, do you know what I mean?
Does it depend on the promotion, like Housework, for example?
Housework have been very good to me. Like, Housework have really given me a platform to take off on, as well as signature events. Plan B was a huge one in February. I went down to Encore in Nice with them. Show Aaron Kennedy and J-Mac. They're big boys out there. So, yeah, we went out to Encore Nice, and this just was the opening night for Plan B events. That was their own event, and they invited me out, and Tig was on it as well, and we went back to back for that, and Robbie G and all turned up, boys, you know what I mean? Like, Robbie G came out and did a set. Like, the whole thing just blew up. Like, it was literally the day of it, and there were still loads of tickets left, and you're like, what's going to happen, boys? It's going to sell out and all. And it did sell out in the last minute, and it was probably one of the best nights ever, boys, honest to God. But Housework is, it does depend sometimes on what promotion you're going with.
Yeah.
But Housework is big, but there's a lot of promotions that are going big at the moment. You know yourself, boys.
Like, come here, I'll see you back to back. I know, like, say, for example, you do the first 20 minutes, and then someone else does, like, the next 15 minutes, and then you fill in for the last 10 minutes. Will I still see you on the decks? Do you know what I mean? I still see, like, a back to back act still on the decks, even though it's the other person's turn.
Yeah.
What's that?
So back-to-back is like going back-to-back for, let's say you're on an hour set, it's kind of going back-to-back to you, and obviously Al, who was on it, Al Mangan,
he's done a good few
back-to-backs, but he was back-to-back with BLK over Manchester and all.
Fuck,
like,
off, man.
Come on now with that, boys, he's taking
He's over in the Detroit Rain, isn't he, with Hannah Lang and the
Yeah, boys,
shit.
Oh, what, that's something, what, 6 minutes or something?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get tickets for that, mate. Fuck,
major.
I don't know, but sometime next
Paddy's
year
weekend,
anyway.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
next,
oh yeah, I think
Paddy's weekend, boys. That's
BLK and Hannah Lang, boys. Wow. If I don't get tickets for that, I swear to God.
That's,
sorry,
that's
but
huge. No, it's all good. That had to get a shout out there, boys. Honest to God. But yeah, back to back, obviously, I'll do loads back to backs with Jay Bourne. But back to back is, he's about on the decks at the same time. So I'll have my headphones on and mix into two tunes, do my thing, but you can add effects while I'm mixing in. So we will both be on the decks for the hour.
Doing the thing,
like, doing our thing, mixing, like, everything, boys. You're going to see the two of us on the decks for an hour. There's no first 20 minutes and there's no second 20 minutes.
And
we're both
see
doing
the
it.
Set you were doing, are they all pre-made, or are you just going, especially the back-to-backs, are you just going with what you're listening to right there? Like?
Everything is live. Everything is live mixing, boys. So, you're in the hot seat,
really,
boys. But this is where you really see who separates from who in the music industry, who mixes
Have
well.
You seen any big mistakes or big bloopers on the decks, like? Like, the way we're talking about it has to be all there.
Without saying names.
Like, there's no point throwing someone under the bus, but...
I throw myself under the bus, boys. I've done it at 24, so I'm one of my first club gigs, like, turning off the music and shit. Like that. You know what I mean? It happens, boys. Yeah, there's a cue button. You tap that and you listen to the tune in your headphones before you cue it in and mix it.
Right.
Like, but... don't press the cue button while it's on the channel that's playing out loud, because you're just going to stop the song altogether. And I was in the moment, it was before speed gig, boys, and I was buzzing off it. And I was like, let's go and all. And Tig was sitting beside me, and I was like, you ready, bro? Yeah. Press the cue button. I was like, oh, boys, my face was purple. I was like, this is all I need for my first club gig, boys. Out here. Honest to God. Like, I said, I wish I had just pressed play and mixed into it. But look, I learned off the mistake, boys. You're going to have one or two when you're starting off. That's to every young DJ coming up, or anyone who's going into this industry. You're going to make mistakes. Yeah. Shit's going to happen
just
on the decks.
It's like anything, though, isn't it? It's like even the podcast. And like, if we could say one wrong thing, like, and put it out, not thinking in their heads that that's wrong to say, and then all of a sudden everybody's against you.
Of course, boys. And like, people
it's
that
like
aren't
anything in life.
Exactly, bro. And people that don't understand music or podcasts, they're going to be like, I thought you knew what you were doing and all. I thought you knew how to do this. I thought you knew how to mix.
This is the annoying part, man. Like, and we're all learning while we're doing it. There's people sitting in their comfortable chair, sitting at home on social media, judging every Tom, Dick and Harry. Like, and it goes footballers, DJs, goes for any sort of profession where you're in the public eye, podcasting. 100% people that sitting at home in their comfortable chair seem to think that professionals are all of this.
Yeah.
Ah, he shouldn't be playing football. He's shy.
Yeah.
You're sitting there doing nothing. Like,
you're sitting on the couch eating your bag of Johnny in the rings watching this, boys. You know what
and
I mean?
And then you're like talking about DJs. Oh, he hasn't got good tunes in months and all. Like, who are you to say that's not a good mix? You know what I mean?
Man, honest God. But like, that's the thing I do. It goes in one ear and it goes out the other.
Yeah, you have
Like, sometimes it is constructive criticism. And
I'll take that. I like that. I enjoy it. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Big DJs in the industry will come up to you like myself and say, look, see what you did in that mix. Maybe try this the next time. And I'll go, yeah, 100% bro, I will. But when you have absolute bums come up to you and saying, you're not going to be this and you're not going to make it, that just makes me more motivated to just keep going and keep going. So whatever you are doing, boys, genuine. Yeah. That goes for anything with anyone. Just don't listen to it, boys. Just keep doing what you're going to do and follow that path.
It's the people, it's more so when it comes to the constructive criticism, it's more so the people you care about.
100%.
If I know full well, like, say me missus or like any of you or whatever it may be, are coming to me and say, Ross, maybe tone it down a little bit on this. I'm going to take that on board because I know it's coming from a place of love and care.
100%.
Whereas it's some like muppet that I just talk to every now and then is coming up to me and saying, Ross, you shouldn't have done this, or maybe do this with your podcast, or why don't you get this person on your podcast?
Why don't you make a podcast? Yeah.
Why don't you do it? But you're coming to me and telling me that I'm doing something wrong here, and yet you're sitting at home doing fuck all.
The amount of expats who've had arguments with on TikTok back then.
Yeah.
The amount of fucking expats who are saying, oh yeah, Mike is shooey, shouldn't have a podcast, you need a license and all.
If I got into what people told me on social media, I'd fucking been riddled in depression for years with the way
you'd
they
be
talk.
Gone, boys.
Honestly, like, I've had TikToks about my dead uncle saying, it's just another one buried, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can talk for hours. I'd never take anything like that on board. Never. Now, a couple of years ago, I'd be like, find him, and I'd be sending around their account and all and saying, do you know if that has anything to do
snapping,
with somebody? Because
you're snapping, it's a natural instinct, bro.
But now, like, 26 now, and sitting here, and like, if I put a TikTok out about this podcast and someone comments on it, oh, this sounds shit, or this looks stupid, or you shouldn't be doing it, like, water on the duck's back.
Yeah,
look, see,
and it goes back to what
delete the comment, block the account, and good luck, move on.
100%, bro. And it goes back to what I was saying outside before we even started. Like, your man, that, like, if they're there, boys, you know what I mean? Like, they're the ones you should be listening to 100%. They're the ones. I know my man, that, like, obviously, that sometimes, like, you have the odd argument with them because they want to see you do well.
It's only natural.
It's because they care about you and they want to see you doing your best at all times, boys. You're going to have lows and you're going to have highs, but just listen to the people that really care about you. Even your best mates. I have mates, boys, going back to when we were knee height. So, I mean, they know who they are. I don't even have to name them, like, but they just tell me every day, don't mind with that age, just saying, listen to the people that care about you. And it just goes back to
like
that,
that's like
just
myself
that,
now.
Like,
I have my missus, my family, my man, dad, my brothers and sisters, and then I have my missus' family who I know all care about me. And anything they ever say to me, whether it's just having a chat with me about stuff I'm doing, it's all care. It's all from a place of care. You know what I mean? And you know it's from a place of care.
100%,
bro. Why the fuck would my missus try to put me off doing something? She wouldn't.
Doesn't make sense.
So she says to me, Ross, you shouldn't have said that, maybe get that cut out and re-upload or something. I'm going to take that on board and say, yeah, Jesus, you're right, because she's not doing it for the sake of doing it.
No.
Or for the sake of me going, because she knows what I worry about. So if I start going, if she starts telling me about something I'm already worrying about, she's going to know that that's going to play on my mind for days.
100%, bro.
So when she does say something, it's just from care. It's not from anything else. You know what I mean? Take it on board. Care. Try to be better as well in 100%. What they're trying to tell you, you know.
You're
I mean?
Always trying to bet yourself every day, boys. Genuinely.
1% every day, still live by that.
Exactly, boys.
Sometimes I might not get the 1%, but I still try to live by that, you know what I mean? Just try be better than I was yesterday. Try live day by day. Like, see all this worrying about months down the line and what's going to happen at Christmas or my birthday next year. Am I going to go on a holiday? Just relax, Ross.
I know. A lot of
people.
Take
it day by day and try not to, like, even looking forward to, say, Friday night. Like, oh, will I go get clothes and
what will I spend my wages
spend
on?
Like, my money on, and am I going to spend all night Friday out till 4, 5, 6 at some gaff? And like, you're worrying about fucking 4 days away. Like, you still have 18 hours left today. Why not fucking
do something productive? Go to the gym, as you say.
That's my way of getting out and actually achieving something, is because I know how hard it is to achieve good physique. Yeah. So every day I'm trying to achieve that. Yeah. Like, I walk the dog, or I'm a cunt. I can't be lonely, so my miss is a walk in the evening, and if I'm off work, I'm at home alone, boys. I can't be in that house on my own. I just can't. I'm not a lonely type of person. I'll text one of the boys, or I'll bring my dog out for the hour. And
where
you
now
that the new FIFA is out, I kind of have
need to get that.
Yeah, I kind of have a way of escaping for the hour now, like, where I could just zone out and just play. But I'm that type of person. I just can't be lonely, bro.
100%.
I don't know what it is. I just hate it with a passion. Like,
and that's okay.
Because I'd sit at home and I'd be thinking, imagine, as I said, I'm worrying about fucking months down the line and all. Like, I'm sitting in my gaff on my own day. Fuck off.
Some of the boys say to me and all, like, that, like, why do you never worry about what's going to happen in the future or what's going to happen next week? You have this coming up next week. And I'm like, boys, we haven't even gotten through 24 hours of Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah. You go around with a smile, as much as you can, boys, go around with a smile on your face and think positive.
It's going to be hard.
It is, of course.
There's going to be days where you're trying to take it day by day, but something is really going to make you worry, and that's okay as well. But 90% of the time, just try live by the day, because as I said, like, you're not going to be able to change something 3 days down the line when you're still living in the now.
100%,
bro. You know what I mean? So 100%. Stick to the now and just worry about what we're doing today. Like, it's like the podcast. It's like, we'd get a guest, say, for instance, say last week, say we booked it last week, and we'd get a guest, and like, both of us are probably the same. Like, it's just, you're thinking, like, straight away, you're like, oh, right, what way is this going to go? What way is this person going to be? What way is he going to react? What way is he going to take your questions? Is he going to enjoy the podcast? Is he going to enjoy your company? And you're already thinking of 100 different things.
What are people going to think about what I'm just after saying or asking?
About the podcast? Are people going to enjoy listening to me? Yeah. Do people like me? And it's like, mate, you're already worrying about a million different things in your head.
Will you relax?
You can't even process one of them, let alone the million things that's going through.
Yeah,
so just fucking sit down, chill out. That's what we always say to him, like, when we're ringing about fancy, and I was like, just relax, mate. Like, nothing has to be boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Take
Sometimes
it step by step.
It's nice to just go, breathe.
Savage, yeah.
I'll come back to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give me a minute to think and I'll come back or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. And I'm not really like that in terms of guess, oh, how is he going to react to this?
No, I'm just using examples of what, where you could be going. It's just like, just try to.
But you know what
now?
I get nervous about, right? Or I get agitated about? It's trying to get the guest on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
trying to bring him on. Like, say you got a guest on, I'm immediately thinking about the next guest.
Yeah, really? You have to be, though, as well, in a sense. Like, but as I said, like, it's just, it's giving yourself too much to think about and too much to worry about while still processing, trying to organise that first one.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, you're already, right, fair enough, you have your guests sorted. So before you're going and going, right, who's next? Why not go, right, this is the way I'm going to structure this one.
Yeah.
And when that's out of the way, then go, right, everything is sorted for this guest, move that out of the way, let's move on to what's next.
Yeah.
Instead, you're going, right, we have this person, right, who's coming in? Right, we need to sort this out. And then you're texting everyone. And it's just like, just relax and get this out of the way.
That actually shows me a lot that you care about what this is going to be, boys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you were 100%. Going around saying, we're doing a podcast, we're going to get this fella on next week, who cares about what's going to fucking happen after that, boys, I wouldn't take you seriously.
No, obviously not.
Genuinely.
No,
and that goes
to
everything,
saying,
boys.
Yeah, 100%. So, like,
even with the nerves, as you were saying, nervous, we all get nervous, boys, but that's just showing, take that and bring it into
that you're
a good
about
episode,
it.
Boys, or a good gig. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just use all that. It means you cared about it, boys. 100%. So it's good to hear
like,
that.
There has been a couple of episodes where I was coming in and going, oh, this yeah. is a bit, it's a bit daunting to me, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there was what fucking Jay Redmond has a great story and all. Yeah. Like, I never met him, never heard about him. Yeah. It was only then when I knew he was coming on the podcast. Obviously, you have to do the research, find out what the story was, and then you're looking at it and go,
wow, yeah.
Can I hold myself in conversation with someone that's done a million of these? Because I haven't done a million of these, you know what I mean? I've done fucking 20 at best, yeah. if you count all the ones I've done in the past. Like,
yeah.
And you're going into that thinking, Jesus, like, will I hold myself here? Can I hold myself like accountable to be 100%. Able to say, right, these are my questions, this is what I'm going to bring yeah. up. That episode was done, like, walking out fresh.
Yeah, there you go, bro.
And it's like,
thoughts in your head, yeah, as you were saying,
what
boys.
What was I thinking last night, saying, oh, I'm not going to be able to hold myself in this. Another one's Keith Tracy, played for Ireland.
Yeah.
And
yeah, serious.
Love
yeah,
that
yeah.
episode.
Yeah,
right?
Sick. Boys,
brilliant.
Yeah, fair play to on that one.
yeah. When we are going to do that one, it's the same thing. Like, I never sat down with a bleeding Irish professional and that like that, you know what I mean? So
it's
it
daunting.
Can be daunting that you're yeah. going, what do I even talk about? What, you know what
is
I mean?
It just going to be like, pure yeah, football? Or
there's
is
been
it
a few
be...
names mentioned amongst both of us that we were trying to get on, like,
yeah.
even thinking about some of them in the future, and you're
really,
like,
yeah. But go for it.
Oh, we are.
Go for it, boys.
Like, we're going to try. Like, I've emailed a few big names already.
Sick.
That
I don't even know.
No, no, see?
It's a surprise. Happy Christmas.
The two of us are trying to do this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I'll just say them, fuck it.
There is someone.
I've emailed Ian Gary's team and all,
right.
And I've emailed a couple of Irish fighters teams who are big. Now, I haven't heard that back, but
now, I don't want to say anything, but there is a chance we might get someone huge.
Yeah,
okay.
Huge.
And what are we talking about?
No guarantees.
Okay.
No guarantees. So, tell
you
off camera.
You just sit there and
yeah,
relax.
You can wait till it comes out live
yeah.
and you can enjoy it.
It might not
yeah.
happen. I don't want to promise.
It might not happen
really
whatsoever,
hard.
But there's a...
But we're being considered. Let's just say this. The guest is considering us.
Wow. Yeah. That's big for you, boys. I'm excited to hear this
yeah.
now,
the
boys.
The guest knows us. We'll tell you it off camera.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah.
Don't mind all
that.
Wow, boys.
Yeah, no, but look, I've
you
emailed,
ain't getting special
I've
privileges.
Emailed,
your yeah. number one fan gets special privileges.
Love it. Take the charger out there.
I've emailed some big names, but like, even going back to that, like, when you look at, like, obviously, send the emails, crowd. That's the easy part. You're not talking to anybody, but it's like, it's then thinking then when that hits send, you're like, what if these get back to me and say they're going to come in?
You
know what I mean?
You put the phone down, you're like,
yeah, right, you're like,
go,
right,
you're
if these
the
come
now.
In, like, what way is this going to go?
I went
there to
reply,
yeah.
Jesus, then isn't there a reply?
Here we go, boys.
Yeah.
Do you know when you get, like, a notification on your phone? I've had it with gigs, boys. Like, a promoter text or something like that, and you're like, who's this? Oh, it's just one of the boys again. No offence now, but like, no offence. But they're like, boys, I'm on the edge here. Is he going
to
book me or what's going
to
happen, boys?
Yeah. Oh,
do you know what I mean? You're like, all you hear is that, and you're like, boys, shut up for a second. Oh, right, fair enough, boy. But it will come. And when it comes, you feel great.
Yeah, 100%.
That happened to me, boys, at my first gig. I was going to the gym with my best mate Connor. He looks out for me with everything, boys. Like, honest to God, genuinely, boys, I wouldn't have gotten through shit without him. I had to just say that, boys.
Yeah,
honest to God,
100%.
Yeah. But what's it called? We were going to the gym, and we were going through. I was going through a stage where I was kind of like, "Is this gonna happen for me?" And all, like, I was only 7-8 months into it. I know that sounds like nothing to some people in the industry, but to me, I was just heavy thinking, and it was kind of just myself thinking, "Oh, kind of a biggish head and stuff. What's gonna happen?" And I got the text off the promoter, "Would you want to do a Stevens's Day gig in here?" And he says, "Yeah, of course I fucking do." And I was in the best mood of life, boys. I planned the set for 2 months, and I was only in room two of the place, boys. And I still planned it to perfection. And then I did that. Went back on New Year's Eve. Went back-to-back with Ethan Healy, who's from Navan. We did a sick back-to-back. We closed out. Robbie G was there again, boys. All the Beltzoni boys were there. Evo was there. Everyone was there, boys. The whole of them were there, boys. And I just went for it. And then ever since then, I've just, like...
And you know the boys, like, you get on with the...
With the Belters, boys? Yeah. Now, genuinely, I've met Biss at once. So, like, I can't really say I get along with him.
But
I've met Robbie twice, three times. Gent, like, he's a gentleman, boys.
Yeah.
He does, like, honest to God, for a fella who has the two of them, for fellas that have such a big name now in the industry, they are absolute gents, legends. Everyone behind them, Evo, everyone in the Beltzoni industry, in the music industry in Dublin alone, boys, there's a little click. There's not one bad thing I can
Jordan say. Jordan Doody and Ella and all's with them now, aren't
you? Yeah,
like,
Ella and all, Jordan Doody and Ella, boys. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, back to back grills and all, boys. They got us in for a gig there. Me and Toy going back to back for them in the Hill 16.
Yeah,
and
that, the Hill,
do you know
quality,
what I mean, boys? Like, and that's sick, boys.
Oh,
all the locals are there, boys. I don't care. You don't have to be on the biggest stage. No. You go to these gigs, boys,
you
and
enjoy
you love it.
Yeah,
enjoy
it.
This is how you get your name out, boys. LR
only signed the deal there, didn't he?
Daryl did, boys. Yeah, and fair play to him. Honestly, God, bro, you're gonna go places.
I only said it to him the other day, and all when he put it up, I commented saying that's sick and all. He's like, let me on the show and we'll talk about.
There you go, boys.
Mapping on. Know what I mean?
He'd be brilliant on this, boys.
100%.
Daryl can
crack. Daryl,
he's brilliant. All the boys.
Telling you,
Jordan as well, boys. Jordan. I only met Jordan kind of early this year, boys.
I know them near me whole life.
There you go. You live around the same area as those. Do you know Sammy Corrigan and all the boys? They're all a big clique, boys. You know what I mean? But when you come into it, they just welcome you into the group, John. Man,
that's
that
what
goes
you want.
The Belters, boys. Yeah,
that's what you want.
We're always saying it.
Not only this, but like the DJ scene in the inner city is already grown, right?
Mad.
The professional athletes, not just the inner city, Dublin and Ireland, is on the map now. Like we can name so many, like Coco, who's from the inner city, Pierce O'Leary, who's on the big stage now. You know what I mean? Like you can go and go and go. Same for DJs. There's so many getting up there. Same now with podcast, but we're always trying to build everything. I mean, we want everything to come together and rise up together because Ireland's scene is not on the map.
It's not
fully.
It's not.
Whereas, a lot of
it
people,
is though. It's getting
there. Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like right now, it's one of the biggest it'll ever be. But
huge.
There's so many everywhere you go around Europe and stuff like that. People will know the podcasters from the UK.
Yes.
They'll know the musicians from the UK. They'll know the fighters from the UK.
Yeah. America as well.
Yeah, it's so big for them. But now it's time for us all to rise together and fucking put us on the map. You know what I mean?
And back to Robbie and Bissett. I feel like they've just grabbed it by the balls. Oh,
100%.
And they've given the likes of myself and all the other boys in the industry a platform, like the younger boys coming up, to do what we want to do. And I think that's major for us, especially. You know what I mean? Putting Ireland on the map is major. Obviously, you can talk about McGregor and fighting.
Oh, 100%.
That's what McGregor's done.
Yeah. And Katie Taylor.
I gave McGregor a stick in the podcast loads of times.
Right,
one thing I'll give him credit for is he helped put Ireland on the map by bringing other fighters to the UFC.
I've changed my mind on McGregor so many times. I find him fucking hilarious, boys. I'm sorry,
boys. Obviously, he's done shit.
The podcast I done with him, I went in, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was a guest and I went in. genuinely went in. But over the last 2 years now, I know my co-captain does whatever he does.
Look,
but the videos you're seeing of him talking about
he
Canelo,
is
and
mad.
I'm like, fight Canelo, nobody. I'm fight everyone else with him, he's a legend, man.
I'll never forget what he said in the podcast when he was fighting Eddie Alvarez, boys. This is years ago. What was it, 2016 or something? He was like, we don't know what anyone else has to offer. I might have to get Floyd Mayweather back out fucking bed. I know you're sitting there going, Floyd Mayweather, boy, you're an MMA fighter. Is he serious?
And he went,
what happens next year, boys? Do you know what I mean? Just saying, boys, it can happen to
100%.
Anyone overnight, boys. Just go for it. And that's the way I'm looking at it, boys. I'm going for this, and I want it to be a success.
Same with this.
And
same
as you, boys.
We wanted 2-3 episodes a month. We do every second week.
Yeah.
So you're getting 2-3 episodes a month, staying consistent. Now we're getting videos out. We're going to have clips for TikTok off of this alone, of all the stuff
that
they're laughing about. Making 3. Think about it, boys. You can make fucking 10 3-minute clips off this. You know what I mean?
And it blow up, boys. You never know, saying.
2 weeks, you can just keep posting the clip, and then bang, there's the full episode. Go and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's all it takes.
I love
that. Good to go. Thank you.
That was brilliant,
boys.
Just
wrap it up,
Tell the world and send me, I'd be here, cause me, one freedom, one freedom. Tell the world and send me, one freedom, come, one freedom.